Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. I thought I would do something a little bit different tonight. I did an ancient technique where I channeled Will Smith's spirit or his soul. So I asked his spirit and his soul, or in some Aboriginal cultures, we believe that some people have two souls. I asked him to come forward and speak with me. The first cards that I pulled were the Seven of Knives in the reverse, the second, the Father of Sticks in the upright, and the third, the Ancestors card in the upright. Going into this reading, we had this discussion about what he thought Creator was. He at one point thought Creator could be a woman, but it didn't fit his male agenda. So it was clear in this reading that he was pro-male agenda. And that is what he is about. We had this discussion about these white men that he had something to do with, and he stated that that will be why I pass or I get killed. And he went on to talk about technology and how there are advances that the public will get destroyed from. He said, people need to take this seriously. There are advances that the U.S. government has, and they will hurt and off the public with them. He went on to state about these men that have these canes, and some of them, he stated, had lived longer lifetimes, longer unnatural lifetimes, or maybe they were alive naturally, I'm unsure. But he stated that these men were very dangerous, but it was the explanation of they held canes, like those black canes, regardless of their age. We went on to have this discussion about how he once had a life, like a family, like another family. And this was very interesting because he explained it to me like those women that are the keep sweet women. The ones that we see in those polygamous marriages, that their houses ended up getting raided for polygamy. He explained that people in the industry sometimes will have these relationships and these families in this situation because they don't know anything about the industry, and neither would they interfere with it. So basically talking about how they were ignorant because of their lifestyle and how they lived. And that was a way that they could have families that was out of the public eye. Diving deeper into his thought process, the Native Americans come up and he states there's these people with these canes and they're dangerous people that will end up killing a lot of people in the United States. But he stated that they found the Native Americans something that they didn't like at all. They were people that interfered in their agenda for the public. The Native Americans are people that are extremely spiritual, and this was something that Will Smith brought up that really bothered these powerful people. And he seemed to put these people on a scale with these canes that were like the people that were powerful. And he went on to say, I haven't met like the upper ones. I've met them, but I've not met the top tier ones in this group, because then that would be dangerous because he's a black man and that wouldn't be safe for them, because then maybe they think that him or other people of color would try to kill them. So going on to the situation about him smacking the actor on stage, he said there was racism going on in the background where the guy that I smacked, he was sticking up for white people, and it was an embarrassing moment for me with the whites. But a message I want to give Will Smith is that don't push away from Native Americans. I know that Will Smith in this reading seemed to have an issue with them, but if I look back in his ancestry, there really wasn't issues there. And it's something that he can cling on to spiritually. He doesn't have to be afraid of it. That wasn't something I saw in the reading. In fact, it was quite the opposite. He needed to cling to that. But it amazed me how these extremely spiritual natives, Native Americans, were such competition for these white men with these canes that were dangerous. I just found that amazing. He did make a comment that, am I ever going to get out of the industry and have a real family? That was a comment. And going into the ancestors card, because a lot of what I talked about was the father of sticks and the upright. When I go into the ancestors card, there's a little girl there. And Will is basically stating that he doesn't know if Willow is his baby. And it seems to be very emotional for him. And he's like, I wasn't there though. She couldn't be mine. I wasn't there during the time that she could have been mine. And he mentions that he didn't get to hold her. He didn't get to hold his babies. He felt like his wife didn't let him hold his babies. And that seemed to be something that worried him. Further into the reading, Will Smith had stated that he is or will be in a suicidal time in his life. And his spirit came through as basically telling people to let him let go. Let me let go. Let me go. When I want to go, let me go. And there was definitely energies of suicide that were coming through for Will Smith. Either something that he's experiencing now, or something that he will greatly experience in the future, or both. But he wanted to explain himself throughout the reading, like, I shouldn't have to explain myself, I'm an actor. I shouldn't have to explain myself, I'm an actor. And coming into the reading, when I put up pictures on my computer screen of Will Smith, Spirit had stated, well, there is not just Will Smith on the screen. So maybe they use more than one of him. Like, maybe there is lookalikes of him. And I saw that coming into the reading. That was one of the first things that Spirit had stated. When I asked him how he got into everything that he did, how did he, as a black man, get into all of this famous stuff? And he basically stated that whether the public knew it or not, I came from a very wealthy family. And it was so cool because it showed some of his ancestors had lived longer lives than the normal lifespan, but had stated that he had not. I think what I learned from this reading, that Will Smith is either going to pass of suicide, or the whites that he was involved with in the industry that are dangerous are going to end his life. And I feel that this was very prominent in this reading. I don't want to bring up the negative in any reading. However, the music industry and the entertainment industry, period, is very dangerous. It's a very dangerous industry to be in. And I am unsure if the public realizes how cutthroat this industry really is. I hope that gave you a better insight on Will Smith. And calling on his spirit and his soul is a very ancient technique that we call channeling. And I love doing this method. It is something that I enjoy very much because regardless of what the public tells you about somebody, when you do spirituality, baby, when you get down and you do tarot readings and you do medium readings, that is scary for the world leaders. It's scary for people that want power because you see what we have learned from this reading is that these powerful men are scared of a spiritual people. What have we learned from this reading? That no matter how much money you have, when you are spiritual and you do magic and you love the earth, you are competition. You don't have to have a dime. You are competition. You are the competition. Thank you so much for listening to Mama Isis podcast. Blessed be.